coach on the road once again, tell you youngster, come on over here. I ain't gonna bite you. Get a little bit closer. There you go. Coach on the road, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man here, JW. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you guys.
How's it going? Jordan Wicks from Conway, Arkansas. Excited to be here.
Okay, Jordan, well, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player.
Yep.
Every kid dreams playing in the big leagues.
Oh, yeah.
Jay in the big leagues. What's that feeling like?
Man, it's awesome. You know, you get to play out in front of these outstanding fans every day. You know, there's nothing like Cub fans, I can tell you that. Whether it's on the road, at home, there's nothing like them. So, man, it's a dream come true, and just getting to live it every day is unbelievable.
Well, speaking of Cub fans, they get you guys spoiled, too.
Man, they're unreal. You see them on the road, at home, and they show out on the road. We were in Arizona. There was tons of them in Arizona, Seattle, wherever we were. They're unbelievable. They're nationwide, that's for sure.
So you'll never forget this Cub experience, huh?
No, never. It's something, you know, you'll remember for a lifetime, and it's something, you know, it's just a blessing to get to experience.
And, you know, I tell people all the time, the Dodgers, Yankees, the Cubs are America's team.
Oh, yeah, always. All around the nation, no matter where you go, they'll be there, and it's a lot of fun.
So what was this journey like for you getting to the big leagues?
Man, it was a lot of ups and downs. It was a lot of, you know, just staying the course and, you know, just going day by day, you know, because you're going to have days where, you know, you don't have your best stuff, where you know, things don't seem to go your way, and you keep showing up the next day because, you know, that's baseball. You know, it's a game of failure. You have failure sometimes, but it also teaches you, like, a lot of things as far as, like, you know, overcoming adversity and staying the course. And so it's awesome.
So in the midst of those adversities, those ups and downs, the roller coaster of being a professional baseball player, have you ever crossed your mind, look, I'm through with this. I'm walking away from this game.
Man, for me, it was like, you know, you have thoughts like that, but then you sit here and think, you're like, man, I get to play a game for a living, you know, so how bad can that really be? But, you know, the other thing that crossed in my mind is, man, what in the world am I going to do if I don't do this, you know? And so, yeah, for me, it was, you know, just keep doing this, and I loved every second of it, and it's been a dream come true.
And I guess it keeps the kid in you alive.
It does. It does. That's for sure. You know, you get to hang around a lot of these guys, a lot of these teammates, which is a lot of fun. And you just get to meet a lot of great people. That's the cool thing about the journey, man, is you just meet so many people that, you know, you'll know for your entire life, even past baseball doing this. And so that's one of the coolest parts.
You know, I know, again, having coached college ball, done in travel ball, on them bus rides, there's a lot of trash talking gold on the team. How much gold would you got?
There's not a shortage of it, I'll tell you that, that's for sure. But, yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's, you know, we keep up with a lot of stuff out there, you know, like basketball, football, whatever it is. Everybody has, you know, favorite football teams and stuff like that. And so, you know, there's a lot of trash talk going on, but it's all in good fun, and we all love it.
And people don't understand, I mean, when you're on the road, you become deeper than the family. Mm-hmm. There's a bond that you just have to be a member of the team, a team to understand.
Exactly, yeah, man. When you spend as much time as we do with each other, you know, you really do become a family on the road. And it's a lot of fun because you get to know a lot about a lot of guys. And so, you know, it's something, you know, like I said, those friendships and those, you know, family members, you'll know them, remember them for your entire life.
All right, last two questions. I won't keep you too long. I mean, you go out on that mound, I mean, is it kind of intimidating when you see those big stars of the game, ESPN, da-da-da-da-da-da?
Yeah, man, you know, at first it is, but then, like, after a little bit, you kind of get over that because you kind of start to realize, you know, okay, like, you know, I'm competing on the same field as them. And so, you know, you kind of sit there and you're like, you know, you don't look at them as much anymore about, like, you know, people you watch when you were a kid and stuff like that. It just becomes like, you know, colleagues. You know, you work with these guys, you compete against these guys. And, you know, it's a lot of fun because it's a challenge every day at the field. This league's a challenge, and that's what I love about it.
All right, last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You get that call, you're going to the big leagues. What was that feeling like?
Man, it was unbelievable. For me, it was just, you know, kind of thinking back to everybody that, like, helped me along the way. So all the coaches, you know, my parents, everybody that, you know, kind of played a role in me getting there was just going through my head.
Did you cry?
No, I kept it together. My wife, on the other hand, you know, that one was – my wife and my mom are the ones that cried. So, but I kept it together, so.
He don't want you to know he cried. I know he cried. Coach with the band.
Awesome. Thank
Appreciate
you,
it. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You. Nice to meet you.
All right, same.
Chapter 8, Dominican Republic. Let me share another story that underscores the challenges we faced as coaches. Some might think our journey was straightforward, but the truth is, it's filled with unexpected twists and turns. We took a team to the Dominican Republic. A few months after the season had wrapped up, we received a notification from the bank. Our account was overdrawn by more than $1,000. Alarm bells and red flags went off, and as we dug deeper, we discovered that the father of one of our players had contacted his bank to reverse his payment for the trip. Purchase the book to find out the conclusion.
The Diary of a Coach.com. That's the Diary of a Coach.com.